Now we're going to spend a little time exploring courage. Rest your hands on your knees or on your lap, whichever is most comfortable for you. Spine gently straight all the way up to the neck, the gentle tuck of the chin. Shoulders and arms relaxed. You can simply drop your gaze in front of you, or allow your eyes to gently close, bringing your attention to the physical sensations of the movement of your breath in the body. This could be the rise and fall of your belly or chest, or even the sensation of the breath passing through your nostrils. Just allow your awareness to gently settle on those physical sensations for a few moments now. What do we mean by courage? Is courage about not having any fear, or about conquering our fears? Is courage always something visible and dramatic, or can it also be a quiet inner quality? Are some people born courageous, or is courage something we all have within us, just waiting to be activated? What role does courage play in building a happy and fulfilling life? According to the 16 guidelines, to be courageous is to accept responsibilities and challenges with determination and equanimity. Courage is about finding the inner strength to fulfill our potential as loving and caring human beings. Determination is what stops us giving up. Equanimity is the ability to stay calm and balanced, to keep everything in perspective and take the long-term view. Courage, determination, and equanimity act as the fuel that enables us to achieve our goals and create a happy and meaningful life. We generally consider people courageous for achievements such as skydiving, crossing the Antarctic on foot, or leading a rescue mission. However, the 16 guidelines propose that courage isn't primarily about what we do, but about finding the inner strength to overcome whatever fears and anxieties are holding us back. Some fears and anxieties act as useful warning bells and have evolved to keep us safe from danger. However, other fears and anxieties may be no more than habits that have arisen out of a wish for comfort, control, and security, and which now get in the way of us moving forward and achieving our goals. Can you remember a time when you showed courage in the face of a responsibility or challenge? Perhaps you stepped outside of your normal comfort zone to help someone out, or to settle a dispute, or to support a cause that's close to your heart. Can you identify the courage that made this action possible? Was there a particular fear or hesitation that you needed to overcome? If so, how did you manage to overcome this fear? How did it feel to overcome this fear? Has it made a difference to how you are now? All of us face responsibilities and challenges. There's no choice about that. But we can choose how we respond. It is courage combined with determination and equanimity which provides the power and strength to respond in a positive and creative way. The 16 guidelines propose that we all have the capacity to do this, that dwelling deep inside every person, without exception, is an inexhaustible source of compassion and wisdom. Courage is the fuel that helps us overcome our perceived limitations and activate our precious resources. Now let's explore a tool for bringing the 16 guidelines into daily life with courage and determination. Start by taking a few gentle breaths. Put your mind where your body is by observing how your stomach and chest move up and down with each breath. Relax your shoulders. Soften your eyes. Think about the previous meditation sessions and the values we explored each time. These were humility, patience, contentment, delight, kindness, honesty, generosity, right speech, respect, forgiveness, gratitude, loyalty, aspiration, principles, service, and now courage. Which one is calling out to you today? Which guideline have you picked? Consider what this particular guideline means to you. Take a few moments to connect with its essence, with whatever you understand by it. Make a conscious intention that throughout the coming day you will use all your courage and determination to put this guideline into practice. If you are doing this exercise in the evening, either make an intention for whatever hours are left before you go to sleep, or make an intention that you will take it as your theme tomorrow. Scientific studies indicate that harnessing the power of conscious intention is one of the most effective ways to bring about a change in your thoughts, speech, and action. You may be surprised at the difference setting a clear intention makes each day. Especially if you make a strong intention at the start of the day. You can then follow up by putting aside a few minutes in the middle of the day to check in with yourself. At this time, you can reconnect with the intention you originally set to make this guideline your theme for the day. Has it made a difference to the way you're thinking, speaking, or acting? Quietly refresh your courage and determination to do your best to put this guideline into practice for the rest of the day. At the end of the day, before you go to sleep, you can put aside a few minutes to check up. Reconnect with the intention you set in the morning and review your day. How did it go? Be honest with yourself. Don't worry if your good intentions didn't go to plan. Just as it takes courage to embody our values, so too it takes courage to accept that we can't always live up to the standards we set for ourselves. Take as long as you can to appreciate your positive intentions and be content with whatever you've learned. Quietly refresh your courage and determination to do your best to put this guideline into practice in the future. If you found this exercise helpful, it's something you might want to continue on a daily basis. You can use a set of 16 guidelines cards or download the free 16G app. Seeking a happy and fulfilling life takes courage. Changing how we think, speak, and act takes courage. Standing by our principles takes courage. Serving others takes courage. We may find that these are the moments when we feel most happy and alive. As Nelson Mandela said, "There is no passion to be found in playing small, in settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living." May the practice of courage enrich your life and the lives of those around you.